So we begin on page Resh Mem Tes, the last seer of the Chavetz Chaim, the worst one, which is the halacha about finding out about a shidduch and what you have to say about a shidduch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be matzliach to understand the difficulties in this last seer. So he said, Chavetz Chaim begins, Imhu royesh echad roitz l'shtadich mechad. If I see that somebody is trying to make a shidduch with somebody else, and I know he has very critical, serious problems. And Chavetz Chaim will tell us what will define somewhat for us what's called chesreinos atzumim. And the father of the girl doesn't know anything about it. And if the father of the girl would know, he would not agree to the shidduch. Yesh legal yisla. So then you have to tell it. Ach, yeda hama'ayin, ki yesh b'zeh hadin harbi pratim unuvarim l'kamon. There are many details and we'll explain it. Val kulam, tzarech losim ayin koidim shiyati la'atzmei, tova zeh. You have to look at all the conditions before you open your mouth and say something regarding a shidduch. Gam lo yilmat kulu la'atzme min yilinyan. Second warning, Chavetz Chaim says, don't be a lamda. Don't learn because I said a kul in one case, that therefore this will be also considered a kula in another case, because you have to be smart to be able to know how to compare one thing from the other. V'kaidim shenaskel b'bir din zeh, and before we explain the whole prot of the details, the first step is to get rid of the misconceptions, the common misconceptions. And even though there's no reason that I'm spending money putting it in on ink on paper, I'm going to have to pay for higher expensive printing. Nevertheless, you don't need a Gemara to tell you this halacha, and also you don't need a svara. It's enough with a svara. Ach, when they go to lakil kol hamotzi ayideze uketer dami lulakam enoshim, because there's such a great amount of destruction that comes about, and people think that there's a heta. Lachein huchrachti levo er goydel tar mizbali haloshin minaze. Therefore, I'm forced to explain the terrible criminality of those who open their mouth when they shouldn't be opening it. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that I can remove some of the blindness. And this is how I begin. Very much does a person have to be careful from those terrible midas that some people have, that they knock down one side in the eyes of the other with things that are ein behem mamish. Now, it's things that are not really chesreinus. Dahainu, himachasin hu ish tam shein charif kol kach lahavin armumi yishol b'ni adam v'ramu yoseim. He's a pashut guy. He's not what they call street smart. And he's not the kind of guy that will notice and suspect people. He's not the kind of person that is able to chap when somebody's cheating or lying or trying to con him into something. Also, he's a more serious type of a guy, and he's not interested in just hanging around in the pizza shop. So some people say that he's an idiot, he's a nerd, he's whatever. Because of that, because they say he's not in with the crowd, so therefore they say he's a nerdy guy, he's like, you know. So therefore, because of that, someone may not want to do a shidduch. Or even sometimes it could happen that people will be break a shidduch. And other similar terrible things could happen. So the Chavetz Chaim gives a bracha. Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalukas avar zeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu should cut off the tongues, the people, such people who have these tongues that speak like that. Besides that, they're bali loshon hara. They don't fulfill any of the conditions necessary in order to be able to say something negative. This is also sheker. The fact that just because he's a little more serious guy, or just because he's not able to catch on when there are sneaky fellows, etc., that doesn't mean that a person can be called now a person who's an Ein Harif or something. And even if it would be 100% true, nevertheless, you still need many conditions. In other words, even though it wouldn't be Motzi Shemra, but still, you still just can't just say Lashon Hara. So he says, "Ube'emes elu anoshim him gamkin b'chal machtiyei harabim," and these kind of people who bashmutz other people like this, they're machtiyei harabim. They cause others to sin. He machmes tivam zehara sheim marim listen boitzitz al bnei adam lishpachleim buzim kolim. Because of this terrible midah that they have, that they're baredness, they're always knocking people, always speaking about the negative in people. So it causes others now to follow their way. When it starts out, they feel trapped. This guy is a macher. This guy is a popular guy. And if I'm going to just walk away from him and all that, then he's going to start talking about me too. So therefore, then he's afraid they're going to call him. They're going to start calling him a nerd, or they're going to start saying him he's a hypocrite. And then because they get entrapped, the hergel nasateva, that becomes the nature. If you went to a moishiv leitzim, the end will be you'll stand there. Amad seifel leishev. If you stood around, the end will be you'll join them. How you can't give any, lend a hand, so to say, or assist them. You have to stay away completely from such people. If they say, come join us, the Pasuk in Mishlei, keep, restrain your legs from these paths. Ki raglehem lora yerutzu. Because these people, they're always going to the bad. Yomer Chazal be'edyos, mutiv shi'ikori adam shreita kol yomav, v'yeh rosh ha'shachas n'yam bokeh. Better that people should call him a nerd than that he should be a rosh even one moment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nokin loshin kriya, v'yin yishashayach sham. Aval be'emes nokin lo'adam shi'yas afilu ma'ez yishtus bi'adayim. Really, it's not only that let them call you, but a person should even do a shtus. In other words, Yutaka should even act like a meshugana, if that's the only way you can get out of hearing this lashon hara or being entrapped. Moshe Rabbeinu b'shanoso is tama l'fnei Avimelech, when he changed his time, in other words, he acted like a meshugana in front of Avimelech, and Avimelech said, this guy's a meshugana, he's not a threat. So David did that in order Kadesh Litovitz Biyadi, she shouldn't be captured. Surely a person should even act like a meshugana in order to break away, rather. So Chavetz Chaim is saying, "Misi matzuk behema" means literally, knows they'll act like a strange person rather than be trapped in the Yitzhak. So that's the Chavetz Chaim is introducing with the Shaduchim, and he's telling us the first thing is that when to say about somebody he's because he's a more serious guy, that he doesn't hang around with the Chevra, or because he's just a nice, regular, straight guy, and he's not a guy who's in with the shtick, So to say about such a guy that this guy, he's a nerd, whatever.
Wow.
So that, he says, that's the first step. He says, V'chein leilach ulevazes lechem yatzdodim v'gnus masi avoysa. Gam gem chal lishnevisha. Or to talk about the person's parents. Also is going to be a question of Lashon Hara, which we'll come back to. Thank you.